seems like a no-brainer, but our government hard at work. Lawmakers in New Hampshire unanimously rejected a bill that would essentially turn wild animals like kangaroos, monkeys, and raccoons into household pets. Who thought for a second that we'd be like, you know what? Yeah, we should have kangaroos as pets. Why not? You know?
Kangaroos are looking for a problem. If you didn't know that, just search TMZ. Kangaroos are in fistfights every day.
These animals really are not appropriate for home pet ownership. They are essentially wild animals.
I mean, the fact that we even had to say that out loud seems striking to me. Mm. Like, who was like, everybody, we need kangaroos as pets.
Everything looks cute when it's a baby.
He told me that they are perpetually vicious and angry and petulant two-year-olds.
Oh.
Kangaroos.
Kangaroos.
Wow. I mean, it seems like a bit of a stereotype. But on the other hand, I'm not running into kangaroos every day. And I do see those videos.
I had a trainer one time, my dog trainer, tell me that like your dog essentially is always at the capacity brain level of a two-year-old child.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, some two-year-old kids are smarter than others.
No question about it.
Yeah, but I don't want to find out how vicious they are as a kangaroo two-year-old.
That's true.
That's how they behave.
Kangaroos could kill children, maim people. I mean, some of these animals are just inane to even think of these as household pets.
You ever see one of those jacked kangaroos? They look like boxers.
I feel like they all are like that when they're in their prime. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that you see a kangaroo and you're like, you know that that's a calm one versus this one is a wild one or whatever. Like, they just kind of, you know, fly off the handle whenever they want. There's a video on TMZ where a kangaroo is trying to take a dog into a lake. The kangaroo doesn't belong in the lake. Neither does the dog. What's happening here?
I was just thinking, I'm like, what are the animals that we should just assume not pets? You know what? Those wild animals like kangaroos, monkeys, raccoons, we don't need to get the government together to figure that out for us. We could figure it out on our own.
I can play this game here. Rhinoceros. Don't need a rhinoceros in back of your house.
Where would you even store them? Like, you know, you could build them an enclosure, but it's never going to be big enough. And if they get angry, looking good for your siding.
Right. They could just run right through it there. Giraffe.
Yeah.
Going to be eating all the neighbors' trees. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to hear about that. Oh, that's my property. This is my... Leave it alone, man. It's just my pet giraffe.
But I do love giraffes.
I know. Get in here, Jeffrey.
I would love
the neighbors just being a jerk again. I'm sorry. You can't play outside tonight.
Oh, you have to have really tall ceilings.
Last one, brontosaurus.
Those are not... I don't think they exist
anymore.
You
ever see Jurassic Park? What? All right. All I'm saying is that's a big pooper scooper.
Yeah. Good news. Lawmakers are going to meet next week to talk about whether we can have dinosaurs as pets. On average, you have 6 dumb arguments every single weekend. Most likely because that's when you spend the most time with your friends and family, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. You're going to decide which one of us had the dumbest argument of the weekend. And Sean, you're up first. And I have to say, whenever you have to listen to a couple doing bedroom whisper, it is so incredibly awkward.
Mom, would you like me to run the water when the baby's asleep?
That's really loud. It wakes him up.
The kid does, especially if he's asleep in our bedroom.
Well, you wouldn't know because you're washing the dishes or running the water. I'm the one that has to deal with the baby.
Don't be like that.
You know what?
Am I being a child?
It is a little bit awkward, actually, this time.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know what you're saying. All I hear is
for some context there is because Rachel hates when I do anything involving running like the water in the kitchen when the baby's asleep. And she was in bed with the baby and I was trying to do the dishes and she was like, came in, she's like, are you kidding me? Like the baby's asleep. She hates when I do that, which I'm like, I get it, but I don't.
This is your busy time.
Yeah. I mean, like, when the baby's asleep, I could finally do some dishes.
Why?
Or finally
do
some laundry.
She thinks that that's going to wake up the baby, the sound?
Yeah.
That's what she thinks? I see. Okay.
Do you have a metal sink?
Yep.
Yep.
I will say, though, for our apartment, it is a little small, but honestly, it's hard to hear things when you're in the kitchen and then, like, you're in the bedroom. So I'm like, I doubt this kid's going to hear the running water.
Yeah, but at that point, as a mom, when you finally get your baby to sleep, you will literally take down anybody that comes in the way of possibly that child waking up.
I get in trouble for the same type of situation when Baxter, the little dog, is eating because he's so crazy and anxious that if I turn on the sink, he'll stop eating.
Really?
And she's like, really? Really? She's like, you know how hard it is to get him to eat. And I'm just like, you know what? Sometimes dishes need to be done. And Baxter, if he's hungry enough, he's going to eat.
Yep.
I've been hitting curbs lately with my car.
Oh,
I'm hitting curbs. All the time.
Oh.
All the time. You know, every day I hit the curb pulling into my driveway because the curb is just, it's an aggressive curb there.
What
it's
is wrong
little
with
bit
you?
Too.
Why?
But I'm hitting him now. I'm hitting him in parking lots all the time.
Your poor tires.
And I hit him in front of somebody the other day, and Alicia unleashed unleashed on me. And I was just like, you know what? It's not necessary. It's not a real issue.
You don't understand why it's an issue. You hit the curb all the time. By the way, your low pressure light is on, your low pressure tire light, because you probably hit the curb. When you hit the curb twice yesterday, you probably put a hole in it.
There's no hole in it. It's just old tires. It's varying temperatures.
I'm sure the curbs you hit at least once a week have nothing to do with your tires.
Nobody got hurt.
Except for your car.
I think I need to take away your man card.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, a man card?
Yeah.
That's what we're still handing out man cards. People are carrying around man cards in 2024. I think you guys already removed them.
Oh, okay.
Let's get real about that for a minute here.
Why? Do we need to take you to driver retraining school?
No.
Why do you keep hitting curbs?
Listen, all I'm saying is it's the back tire. Who cares? I need tires right now anyways, all right?
It seems strange to me.
You know what? If I was a race car driver, okay, or Indy or road track or something like that, those guys running over the curbs all the time. I'm using the apex, all right? I'm getting from one area to the next quicker.
You drive a mid-size SUV.
That's right.
Take wider turns.
Run stuff over.
All right. Here's the dumb argument I had with my daughter last night.
I just don't understand why you can't come upstairs and watch the Oscars with me.
Because I don't want to.
But it's like fun mother-daughter bonding. Like, what else do you have to do? We could watch everybody in their beautiful dresses.
Yeah, but the only movie I've actually watched is Barbie.
Nobody has seen any of those movies. That's not why you watch the Oscars. You watch for, like, the drama and, like, the dresses, I guess.
Is Taylor Swift going to be there?
No.
Exactly.
Spoiler alert, she did not watch the Oscars with me.
Yeah.
I guess watching TikTok videos was cooler than hanging out with mom late.
Tend to maybe agree at that one.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Everybody has something that drives them crazy. Some people call it the ick. Some people just call it general frustration. And even though you're not supposed to judge people, especially people you don't know, when you see them do one thing, you always think to yourself, yep, that's all I need to know about you.
It's human nature, really.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you.
When you're in the ladies' room and you hover and you sprinkle when you tinkle and you do not wipe the seat, that is all I need to know about you.
It is my biggest pet peeve. I don't know how you live with yourself when you do that. The next person has to come in and handle your mess. I don't understand how you do that.
It's the same problem in the men's room. So, yeah, it's the same problem.
Okay, but girls are less gross than boys.
I mean, they're supposed to be.
They're supposed to be.
Yeah, reputation.
And those same people will flush the toilet with their foot. What is that?
Yeah, right.
Yes. Well, I'm not against the foot flush. If you're cleaning up your area, as long as you're not breaking something, I'm not against a foot flush.
Savannah, that's all I need to know about you.
If you try to convince your friend to end their relationship because you don't like who they're dating, that's all I need to know about you.
I mean, I feel like that's typical. I mean, how many people has had somebody that's a friend dating somebody you don't like? And what is the cutoff on the age that you can stop trying to sabotage that?
15. You can't, as an adult, you cannot tell other people who to date. It doesn't matter how good of a friend they are.
Yeah, but what if they ask all the time, what do you think about this person? And then you tell them the truth.
Oh, I don't know. It gets so tricky. I guess it depends on the person. You know your friend. Are they going to be upset when you tell them that their new boyfriend's a loser? Or are they going to be appreciative that you're calling it out? I don't know. Every person's different.
You know when you see this a lot?
Where?
Is when people go to get married. Or they go to get engaged.
Well, no. Once they get engaged, like, you can't say a word.
You can't say a word.
That's it.
Right. But if you're the person that's been saying a word, or you try and continue to say a word after that, like, that's it. Now you've gone too far. It's over. We can't be friends anymore.
Jason, that's all I need to know about you.
If you remove your shoes and socks while on a bus, train, or plane, that's all I need to know about you.
Yes. Like, your socks should stay on.
Oh, yeah. At all times. I mean, the shoes arguably should stay on at all times. You know, the train, I've always wanted to take one of those trains with the glass top where they have like a sleeper car.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can take your shoes off in the privacy of your own sleeper car.
My niece is 2 years old. This story makes me giggle. My niece is 2 years old and she came home from preschool. And she went to school wearing Sesame Street socks.
Right.
And she came home with regular white socks on.
Nice.
So my sister said, what happened to your socks? And she was so proud of herself that she and a little boy in the class traded socks.
Good.
And I was thinking, only when you're 2 years old is it completely normal. Just trade socks.
Your socks are awesome.
And yeah. Where's your teacher?
I like your socks, too. Those are pretty good. Let's trade.
Yep. They traded socks. Yeah. No other time can you take off your socks unless you're a toddler.
Oh.
And then like the parent text, all of a sudden there was a picture that popped up on the parent text that said, whose socks are these? And my sister had to be like, those are ours.
Yeah.
When was the last time you went down the internet rabbit hole? You know what I'm talking about. All of a sudden something piques your interest, so you start Googling it. Then you start watching YouTube videos. Next thing you know, you lift your head up and it's 3 hours later and you learned all about duck mating.
I'm the person that goes into the Wikipedia thing too, and then I'll just read every aspect of it. And then they get all those links off of there. It could take hours.
It just happened to me over the weekend because we have these ducks, a mallard, and I believe it's his girlfriend, that come all the time. We have a small pond on our property. So they've been coming so often, and my husband loves them. My girls love these ducks. And all of a sudden, I go, oh, wait a minute. Maybe they're going to have ducklings, and then we're going to have a little family in our pond. And I got all excited about that. Mm-hmm. So then I started Googling, when do ducks mate, right?
Yeah.
Next thing I know, I'm horrified.
Okay.
And it's an hour later. And I've learned all about duck mating, and it is so much more violent and terrible than you ever would think in a million years.
Are you serious?
Yes.
What? I've had ducks fight in my backyard before, but I didn't think it was, well, you know what? Maybe they were fighting over a girlfriend.
100%. Yeah, it's terrible. If you want to go down a rabbit hole, search duck mating, and it is wild. But what is the last rabbit hole that you fell down when you got searching on the internet? 1-800-330-9999. Steve.
All right. So I work from home as an IT specialist, and it gives me a little bit of freedom to kind of have YouTube playing in the background. This random video came on, and it was about this thing called schoolies. Have you heard of that?
Schoolies?
No. What is that?
Yeah. People are buying school buses and converting them into custom RVs.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just
wow.
Living out on the road.
Oh, yeah. So van life.
Van life. Yeah, exactly. So I watched one. And I think I just kept watching it, and the entire day just went away. I was shocked at how you could customize, right? And it's been a rabbit hole that I'm still trying to climb out of, but I'm not doing well.
This is the thing you didn't realize. Now, all your algorithm stuff is going to be RVs. You're in my world now, man. You're living in my world.
None of it even makes sense. Like, afterwards, do you look up and you're like, where did those 4 hours of my life go?
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
Kim, how about you? What is the rabbit hole you fell down?
I don't even know how this happened. I'm not that into makeup, but I watched one makeup tutorial. I was like, maybe I should learn how to do eyeshadow because someday I'll want to wear eyeshadow. And I'm obsessed with them now. And it's not like I'm going out and buying the products and actually doing them. I just like am watching random people on YouTube doing amazing makeup. Hours and hours of the week gone.
That's a big thing on Instagram and TikTok, I should say. A lot of the influencers will have full conversations with you, but you're just mesmerized because you're watching them put on their makeup. And there's so many steps that they use.
Oh, there's tricks and different. Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah, my daughter-in-law is one of these. She does all that stuff.
Does she?
It's crazy.
I'm like, I just want to be done in 5 minutes. Put 17 different things on.
Like, you can see them. And you acknowledge that, yes, it's beautiful and what a great result. But then you're just like, I don't, that's too much time. I mean, you're like, this is as good as I'm getting in this amount of time.
So many steps.
You give up and you give the 5 minute version. I know what that's like.
Yeah, and there's an extra step. Did you know that you can apparently spray hairspray on a makeup sponge and put that on your nose and then your foundation won't leave your nose?
Okay.
Terrifying.
You're still in the rabbit hole, I can see.
Right. Yes. Right, you're still in there.
Last time you went down the rabbit hole, what were you searching? 1-800-330-9999. What was the last internet rabbit hole you fell down? 1-800-330-9999. We've all been there. All of a sudden, something grabs your attention, so you start Googling it and searching it. And then an hour later, you lift your head up. You're like, whoa, what happened? I just learned everything about duck mating. That's what happened to me.
Typically for me, it's like something creepy, right? Something that you look at and you're like, oh, that can't be real. But then they have some weird photo with it. It's called creepypasta, believe it or not. I just looked it up this past week. I learned about that.
What's creepypasta?
Creepypasta is a story that's like rooted that looks like it's paranormal or whatever, but it's not real. Look up Soviet sleep experiment.
Okay, this is exactly why I don't want to fall down the rabbit hole.
See?
On our Facebook page, Mandy wrote, I went down the rabbit hole of reading about the love triangle that was Tinkerbell, Wendy, and Peter. All because my daughter asked me how old Tinkerbell is. We've all been there. Aaron, rabbit hole you fell down.
the Recitessa TikTok.
Oh, God. Is it Recitessa or Recitessa?
Actually, I think you're right. I think it's Recitessa.
I heard she just signed an agent, right?
Yeah.
She's got an agent now.
Stop it.
Yeah. Yeah. She
she's going to make a ton
CAA,
of money.
A huge talent company.
Yeah.
So if
So if you're not familiar with this whole thing, she started a TikTok series. It's a 50-part series on TikTok called Who the F Did I Marry? And it's a true story of how she met a guy during the pandemic. He ended up being a pathological liar. And the way she tells it is almost like an audio storybook. And it's nothing that anybody's ever done before on TikTok.
Right.
And it's 50 parts. But people were taking days off of work to listen to the whole story because it was so captivating.
Well, it's like a binge watch show that you would get hooked on and then watch all weekend long. But here's the thing. Like Anna said, it's the first time somebody's doing it on TikTok.
Right.
So it was just readily accessible to you to do at your own pace. People, if you were going to work, you weren't getting anything done. So, I mean, it's wild, you know. She's going to make money, that's for sure.
No, I don't think so. How smart she is to have figured out how to do this and executed it so well.
I mean, there's always a first, right?
Mm-hmm.
That catches the attention. Great job.
Heather, what was the last rabbit hole you fell down?
Are you guys familiar with the Twin Flames universe cult?
No.
No.
So I saw a Netflix ad for this special, and I Googled it, and then the next thing you know, I'm watching videos, and I'm thinking about joining this cult, and then I need to find my true love.
Okay.
Wait, what? It's a cult? Now I gotta Google it.
It's a cult that basically sets you up with people? I mean, isn't that like a dating app?
It unlocks your true potential, and you will find your soulmate.
What is it called? Flash Love?
It is called Twin Flames Universe.
Twin Flames Universe.
I mean, people have, like, lost their families. They've lost their homes. You know, they've lost everything. But they're going to find love.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, how much time do you spend on that?
Do you want to go to their Spiritual Life Summit? It's coming up June 13th through the 16th in Michigan.
I think I'm good.
Okay. I may have put a deposit down.
That's honestly illuminating the path home to eternal love. This is scary.
I mean, Michigan, that ain't no regular getaway, all right? You're out in the woods. That's big time bears. You get serious animals over there. I don't know if I want to be in a kumbaya love retreat thing on that. Who's watching the perimeter?
All these people look like they're in love, though. What they offer is real. It says it right here on the website. What I offer is real.
All right. Good luck. Well, the two of you have a great time.
Look at all these eligible people.
Stop it.
They look lovely and normal.
I mean, just go find a hot or not site. You get the same stimuli right now.
There's no way that this lovely person Andy has in a cult. Jim Knox is our animal expert friend from the Beardsley Zoo. I went down the rabbit hole looking up ducks because we have a pond in our yard. We named this mallard Lewis, and Lewis brings his girlfriend, which now we're calling Lisa. And Lewis and Lisa always seem to be together. So we Googled it, and it turns out that mallards mate for life. Is that true?
Well, mallards will typically, depending on the site you check, like mallards will mate up, Anna, for a season, and they can actually come together season after season, but typically once the guys and gals get together, so to speak, then the guys fly off and the girls are left to raise the young, and they don't necessarily connect each year.
You know what? It's what a myth they've been selling all of us, this beautiful story that they've been telling us of lifelong love. I mean, I've had ducks that land on the cover of my pool, and I thought they were the same ducks coming back every year. One time there was even a duck argument over her affections.
They can come back every year, you know, if they find the great accommodations, they keep coming back. But I will tell you guys that geese and swans, they do, depending on the species, they do tend to mate for life. They're much more tried and true than the ducks.
This is a story we have made up in our head at our house about these beautiful ducks who come back every single day, and they're in love, and they live in our pond. So, of course, we start Googling, well, are they going to have ducklings? Are we going to be grandparents to these ducks? Mm-hmm. And then we read some stuff that was pretty disturbing.
Yes, it is disturbing a little bit. Mallards are one of the most common ducks in the world, guys. And there are more guys than gals. About 1.3 guys for every female. And so there's competition for those females. And the guys can be, let's just say, overzealous.
With each other? With the female? What?
With the females. So you can have, like, for example, with normal wild mallards in stable populations, the males, they come into their breeding plumage. You guys know the beautiful green head, the shiny iridescent green head. They look great, right? Part of it's looking good. Part of it's walking the walk, right? They have to know the courtship synchronization where they're bobbing heads and dipping their necks down in the pond at the water level. And then they also have to be able to display fitness. So these are ways that the girls will kind of select the guy. So the girl's in the driver's seat to select the male. Once they're together in the fall, though, the breeding happens in the spring, right around now that you guys are seeing, Anna.
Yeah.
And Raven, you may be seeing this too.
My pond.
And then when the breeding happens, then all bets are off because the males can get, like I said, you might have 2, 3, 4 males interested in one female. That one guy's got to be very diligent.
It's right, like spring break in Cancun.
Well, right. He gets jealous. And if you get picked because you're not the handsomest looking mallard, then you get all mad and you're mad at the girl for not picking you.
Yeah.
It's
terrible. Yeah, but they should fight amongst themselves. Then that would cut down on the boy population here.
Yeah.
So should they be feeding these ducks, and are they going to have ducklings?
So here's the thing, is that we've been arguing in the house because my husband and my daughter keep going and feeding the ducks bread, which I said, you're not supposed to do that. I go, I don't know why, but I know you're not supposed to.
Yes, Anna, you're absolutely right. The duck diet is really the mallards are not looking to, not gaining a lot of nutritional value from the bread at all. It's filling up their stomach. It's keeping them away from the foods that they really need, the healthy foods and nutritious foods to sustain them throughout the winter and spring. And the question is, will they have ducklings this spring? Very likely. Ducks will breed dozens and dozens of times to produce a clutch.
I'm more concerned about my house becoming like the duck house, that all of a sudden now they're like, this house gives bread. And all of a sudden there's going to be thousands of ducks when I wake up one morning in my pond.
No more bread.
No. Oh,
you heard
no.
the rules.
I can't wait for my kids and my family to hear this. Jim Knox, thank you so much for explaining it all to me. I am so alarmed by the duck mating. But you know what? We're going to move on with our life.
I'm going to act like I didn't hear that part.
You're welcome, guys, and best of luck.
One couple.
Why would he go all the way to Oregon for this job when our life isn't there?
One problem.
You create so many opportunities for the family. I mean, we already have one kid in college already. And
you decide the outcome.
I think that it's going to be really hard on us.
It's just going to create so many opportunities.
Go and take work, guys. Good luck.
It's Couple Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. AJ and Luann. Luann, what's going on?
Hey, so yeah, we have a little disagreement. We are very excited. Our 25th wedding anniversary is coming up really soon.
Congratulations.
Wow, that's a big number.
Yeah, it is. And every year, AJ and I have a huge anniversary party. We invite the entire family from both sides over, and it's a tradition. It's like a big dinner at the house. It's not, you know, there's no DJ or anything. But we have a 16-year-old daughter. She's wonderful and amazing. And she has a friend's party that's taking place on the same night. So I say, look, she's 16. The last thing we want is a resentful 16-year-old hanging out at our celebration. Like, she can wish us congratulations before or after or the next day or whatever. That's my take on it. Like, let her do what she wants. It's better for everyone if she's happy and we have our celebration.
How many people come to your house for this party?
Oh, geez. AJ, correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like it's like 20-something at this point.
It could be more than that. It's the big family gathering of the year. Like our anniversary is what brings the family together.
Well, that's a nice situation. It sounds like a great party. Obviously, AJ, you disagree. You think that your daughter needs to stay home. What's your side of this?
It's family, you know, and family comes first. Family is what you have in this life. And plus, it's also our 25th. It's such a milestone for us as well. And our daughter may not realize how important that is right now, but it's very important that she's there, not just for me or for my wife, but for all of us. You know, this is a big deal for all of us. And I get it. She wants to go hang out with her friends, but there'll be plenty of other days to do that. You know, not this day.
How close is the friend that that's having the birthday party?
They met in elementary school, didn't they, Luann?
Yeah, they go way back, and it's a sweet 16 party, so it's a big deal for her friend and for her.
Yep. Oh, it's tough.
Yeah, I mean, sweet 16s are a big deal. They're a big production, and nowadays larger than ever. On the other hand, what you said is absolutely true, AJ. This is your 25th wedding anniversary. And kids, they often don't realize at that time what it's going to mean to them later on while people are telling the stories about what transpired there, the photos, the memories, all that stuff. When they hit to be, you know, 25, 30 themselves, they might be thinking to themselves, I'm really sad I missed that.
I feel like when you're 16, you don't care.
Well, at 16, of course you don't care, right? But it's someday you might. That's all.
Right.
I find it interesting that you have like a big celebration every single year. I think it's very sweet. Actually, ironically, this Wednesday is my wedding anniversary and my daughter's birthday.
Hey, congrats. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But my daughter was born on our fourth wedding anniversary. And because her birthday and we share our wedding anniversary, we no longer have a wedding anniversary. I totally disregard it completely. And like she takes precedence. So like to me, I feel like a birthday, like a friend's birthday, like I would let her go. But I don't. What do you think, Raven?
I mean, you're a girl mom, so I don't know. I think that there's plenty of dads that would do exactly what AJ is saying and say, no way, no how. And I knew a lot of kids that belonged in those families. If anything, I would think that she would be going to your party first, and then later she could maybe end up at the Sweet 16.
All right, so what do you do? What would you do if your 16-year-old daughter wanted to miss your 25th anniversary so she could go to a Sweet 16 with her friends? Would you let her?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Would you let your 16-year-old daughter miss your 25th anniversary party so she can go to a Sweet 16? AJ and Luann are debating that right now. They have a party every year for their anniversary, but obviously this is a special one because it's a milestone, 25 years. Their daughter has begged, can she please miss it this year? She really wants to go to one of her really good friends' Sweet 16. And AJ says no. No, family comes first.
Yeah, Luann says, listen, this is not a big deal. Do we really want a mopey teenager at the party? We have a party every single year. Yeah, it's 25 years, but, you know, it's not the end of the world. But listen, I think that 100% I would probably let her go. But I know that there's a lot of my friends that we were growing up that their parents would not let them go.
My parents would not let me go.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Rick, whose side are you on?
I think that the girl should go to the Sweet 16. It's not like these people don't have a party like the 10th year, the 15th year, the 20th. They have it every year.
Right.
So there's no big excitement over it because it's the 25th. She doesn't understand that because they have it every year.
Yeah, they ruined it for themselves.
Just let her go to the Sweet
16. You know, I mean, AJ does make it sound like it's the center of the universe, and he has to understand that not everybody feels exactly the same way as he does there at their party, right?
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Would you let your 16-year-old daughter miss your 25th anniversary party to go to a friend's Sweet 16? AJ and Luann have been having this disagreement. Every year they have an anniversary party, but this year it's going to be even bigger because it's a milestone anniversary. But their daughter is begging them to please let them go to her girlfriend's Sweet 16 instead. And AJ says, absolutely not. Family comes first.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great sentiment. And obviously it's true as well. But as you said, Anna, they have this anniversary party every single year. It's 25 years. That's a big number. But they have the same party last year. It's not like they're doing it at a venue or anything like that. It happens at the house. All the family comes over. She can see them another day. That's Luann's side anyways.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Jackie.
I'm kind of in between. I think I 100% understand why she should be at her parents' anniversary party.
Mm-hmm.
But I think maybe they can split it. Maybe can she go to both? Can the family's activity probably will last a lot longer than the Sweet 16? Can she start off there and then come back home for more celebration? Can there be some kind of compromise?
I don't know. My Sweet 16, I want it to be a rager. I want it to go for 24 hours. But
so then flip it. I don't think anything's wrong with that. It's the parents' day, but this is a huge milestone for a 16-year-old girl. I went to all of my friends' Sweet 16s. It was a thing.
Mary, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. I think they've had 25 years to make memories, and she's starting a scrapbook now, and they should let her go to her party.
Hey, Kathleen, whose side are you on today?
I'm on the mom's side. I have a 15-year-old and a 17-year-old, and Sweet 16s are a really big deal for the girls. And this is probably a good friend of hers, and she should go.
Thank
you. Parents celebrate their anniversary of the party every year. And honestly, they could celebrate with their party the day before or the day after, and it's not the biggest deal.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Luann, our audience agreed with you today. You know, AJ, obviously this is a big anniversary. Family always comes first. But if she really wants to go to the party, is it that big a deal? A Sweet 16 is a special moment in a good friend's life, and she wants to be there for her friend.
All right. Well, we both agreed to go with the audience's decision. I'll make it clear that I don't necessarily agree with the audience decision, but that's the agreement that we came with.
Luann, you've got to be happy for your daughter's sake, at least anyways, you can deliver this good news to her, but maybe, just maybe, she could go a couple minutes late so she could attend the opening minutes of your guys' party.
I mean, I'm going to encourage her to stick around at least while everyone, like, grabs a cocktail or soft drink. We have soft drinks for the kids, obviously, to just, like, mingle and get some pictures. But I'd way rather have her having a good time with her friends than moping at the table at our anniversary dinner.
Yeah, understood. Nobody wants to deal with that kind of, you know, wait.
Right.
I get it.
Yeah. I mean, that can ruin a night. I've
That's
been
true.
There. A teenager in a bad mood can ruin a night. All right, if you have a problem too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com. Last week, we got this call.
If you buy anything from Temu, that's all I need to know about you.
I haven't bought anything yet. I don't know anything about the stuff, except it's like basically a budget Amazon, right?
I had an old man, a biker guy, start talking to me about this, and he was just rattling off one thing he bought after another. And I got to tell you, man, I was on there this week, and there was a couple things I thought about buying. They're dirt cheap. If they're the real thing, like, that's crazy.
But are they the real thing? Who knows about this? If somebody knows about Temu, can you please call us? And the calls definitely started coming in. Mary.
Temu and I are besties.
Wow. See? I'm telling you, this guy, it was like he had the same passion as you. Like, I can hear it in your voice.
Oh, my God. I have bought my stuff for my cruises. Mm-hmm. I've bought shoes. I've bought outfits. I've bought bathing suits.
Yep.
I've bought stuff for my house, my dog.
Bathing suits and everything. I mean, this is stuff that you're wearing, right? Stuff that you're putting on your pets.
Yeah.
And it's all safe, basically.
It's all wonderful products. I've had basically no issues with them.
Some of the photos are the exact same photos that I see listed on Amazon products that I buy. Like, specifically, there are targets on my algorithm. So, like, these targets are like $30 for a package on Amazon, and you cannot get them. They are $6 on Temu. $6.
When you put the bathing suit on and go in the water, can you see directly through it? Or
nice,
or is it
no, it's a regular I have like three of them from them.
Okay.
And the sizing's good.
Sizing is if you know what size, if you have to go up a little because you know what's coming from not in the U.S.
right,
and you just like size guide is true to size.
Wow. I'm gonna order something
right here. If you go here, it says musical instruments starting at 21 cents. What musical instrument can you buy for 21 cents?
Give me a saxophone. I have 79 cents for a saxophone.
Let's
today
see
if you can get me a saxophone.
This saxophone is $34.98.
Too much. I'm not paying that.
Sabrina, what do you think about Temu or Temu or whatever they're calling it?
Temu, it is legit. I've bought numerous things from it. It's legit.
I'm telling you, Temu was like the secret that nobody knew before the Super Bowl. And nobody still knows.
What is the last thing you bought?
I bought stuff because I have a scooter. I have an electric scooter.
Yeah.
So I actually bought tires. I bought the footboard, the handlebars.
Look at this.
I mean, and it's legit. It's actually legit because if you buy it on Amazon or anything like that, it's really expensive.
You got a custom chopper. Scooter that you put together from Temu.
Yeah, I have a Ninebot. I have a Ninebot scooter, and it's I had to buy the parts for it. So yeah, the tires and everything, it's legit.
I'm telling you, the guy who first talked to me about this was a guy that owned a $40,000 Harley Davidson, and he was buying parts for it left and right on Temu.
Somebody wrote on our text line that it's a gathering site for information. Is that a real thing?
I mean, I don't care. Sell me the stuff. This is the stuff I need. So is Amazon.
I bought shirts. It is legit.
There is not a single site or shop that you purchase from that is not a gathering information site. Every store that you do business with gathers your information. Crazy, yo. I'm going to buy something. We're buying stuff. So excited.
I'm going to pick three items right now, order it, and then we'll report back. And let's hope my credit card information doesn't get stolen. Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why? All about the Oscars. And this was the big highlight.
I'm just kidding. Anywhere else I'd be told. Is it my destiny? We'll be right back.
Ryan Gosling just had so much fun up there performing I'm Just Ken. And you heard that riff in the back, right? Listen. That's Slash. He brought Slash up on stage with him.
It's pretty cool. I heard Wolfgang Van Halen was part of the band, too.
It was awesome. Yeah. It was really fun. It was fun. That's what you want in these award shows because they're so boring, is you want some fun. They did not win for Best Original Song. That went to What Was I Made For by Billie Eilish and her brother Phineas, also from Barbie. And her rendition of that song, and honestly, when she got up there, I'm like, how many times do I have to watch her perform the same song for award
season?
Oh,
she's fantastic, though.
But it was unbelievable.
Yeah, she's so good.
Oh my gosh.
Like, you kind of forget until you watch her.
Her voice was just beautiful.
Haunting.
And she became the youngest two-time Academy winner in history last night. Yeah, so congratulations to her. That was a big deal.
Yeah. Listen, here's the thing. I knew Oppenheimer was going to clean up and win a bunch of awards.
Yes.
And I watched it. And this is a subject matter that I would be fascinated by. I got to tell you, I was pretty bored by the movie. And I'm a huge Christopher Nolan fan.
Yeah. Well, they did. They won 7.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel hosted for the 4th time.
Look, kids, it's Barbie and Ken sitting just near each other. Ryan and Margo, I want you to know that even if neither one of you wins an Oscar tonight, you've both already won something much more important, the genetic lottery. Ryan, you are so hot. Let's go camping together and not tell our wives.
Here's the thing about Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah. Like, you know, he is a pro. There is a comfort when you get up on that stage because it is nerve-wracking. I don't care how professional you are, how many times you've done it, but he does it with ease. And if he's nervous, you can't tell. He did it well.
You know, award shows, like, nobody expects you to be amazing, mm-hmm. right? You don't have to be hilarious, right? You should try and be not offensive, but you don't want to be too bland either, right? So it's you know, towing that line.
And then he did a good job. Al Pacino, everybody's talking about him because he presented the award for Best Picture. And it was so awkward.
I heard.
And I want you to know that I edited this so much, and it's still so awkward.
But only one will take the award for Best Picture.
Thank you.
And I have to go to the envelope for
right.
that.
Yep.
Please do.
And I will.
Okay.
Here it comes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And my eyes see Oppenheimer. Yes.
What did he just say?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, and I see Oppenheimer.
Oh, okay. My, I see up.
Here it comes.
Okay.
And my eyes see Oppenheimer.
People don't know. They're so confused. Listen to the audience reaction.
Yes. Yes.
Same speechwriter as the president, maybe, I guess, at this point right now.
Yeah, and then the funniest part of the night was John Cena. So Jimmy Kimmel was talking about how it's the 50th anniversary when there was a streaker at the 1974 Academy Awards.
Okay.
Can you imagine if a nude man ran across the stage today? Wouldn't that be crazy?
Psst, Jimmy.
What? What's going on? You're supposed to run across the stage.
I changed my mind. I don't want to do the streaker bit anymore.
What do you mean you don't want to do the streaker bit anymore? We're doing it.
Just don't feel right about it. You know, honestly, you should feel shame right now for suggesting such a tasteless idea.
It's supposed to be funny.
The male body is not a joke.
Mine is. You wrestle naked. Why not?
Dude, I don't wrestle naked. I wrestle in jorts.
Jorts are worse than naked.
And I could not stop staring. His body is like superhero, but for real.
Mm-hmm.
It is like, I just couldn't stop staring.
He's a bit of a monster.
I can't believe that that's his real body. It was shocking to me.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Be Raven cash jackpot is $800 thanks to Sherwin-Williams. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains March 15th through the 25th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Arlene, you ready to play today?
I'm ready.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it, Arlene. Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you.
So Raven's walking out. That door is eventually going to close and you won't be able to hear us. It's a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Number 1, Tim Allen is joining a new ABC sitcom called Shifting Gears. Tim Allen voices what character in the Toy Story franchise?
Woody.
Number 2, the house used for exterior shots on Roseanne and the Connors is for sale. It's in Evansville, Illinois, and it's on the market for $225,000. What actor played Dan Connor?
John Goodman.
Number three, William H. Macy gave some fatherly advice to Jeremy Allen White, telling him to put on his pants after his Calvin Klein ad. William H. Macy played Jeremy Allen White's father on what Showtime show?
The Bear.
Number four, last night at the Oscars, Jimmy Kimmel hosted for a fourth time, and he brought out his late night sidekick for a bit where they handed out drinks in the audience. Who is that?
I have no idea. I don't watch him.
And number five, Oppenheimer won 7 awards last night, including Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor, Best Picture, Director, and more. But it was Emma Stone that won Best Actress for what movie?
Oh, I can't remember.
Okay. Well, bring Raven back in.
Terrible.
That's all right. Only one for Arlene.
What?
Only one.
Oh, okay. $800. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Tim Allen is joining a new ABC sitcom called Shifting Gears. Tim Allen voices what character in the Toy Story franchise?
He's Buzz.
That's
Buzz
right.
Lightly.
Yes. Yeah. Number two, the house used for exterior shots on Roseanne and the Connors is for sale. It's in Evansville, Illinois, and it's on the market for $225,000.
Seems like a bargain.
What actor played Dan Connor?
John Goodman.
That's correct. Number three, William H. Macy gave some fatherly advice to Jeremy Allen White, telling him to put his pants on after his Calvin Klein ad. If you have not seen that ad, go watch that ad.
It's ironic because William Macy was naked in most of their show together.
Yeah, he played Jeremy Allen White's father on what Showtime show?
Shameless.
That's right. Number four, last night at the Oscars, Jimmy Kimmel hosted for a fourth time, and he brought out his late night show sidekick for a bit where he handed out drinks in the audience, little bottles of tequila. Who's that?
Is that Matt Damon?
No.
I thought he was.
Guillermo.
Oh, his actual sidekick.
Yes.
I thought they had a bit, right, where Matt Damon's always helping him?
No, it's Guillermo Rodriguez.
No, number five. Matt Damon would have been better. I'm sure Guillermo's very nice, but...
It was a little bit awkward. It was already too long. They could have cut that. Number five, Oppenheimer won 7 awards last night, including Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor, Best Picture, Director, and more. But it was Emma Stone that won Best Actress for what movie?
Isn't it Poor Things?
Yes. All right, I'm sorry, Arlene. He beat you 4-1 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
I can't. I really can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $900 tomorrow, Anna.
Dogs are smart, but sometimes they know things and they realize things, and you're like, whoa, is this in my head, or do they actually understand what's going on?
Yeah, Anna was kind of amazed to hear that when my wife and I are getting ready to travel, when we're getting ready to go anywhere, we have this technique is that we hide the suitcases from the dogs. We try and make it so that they don't even hear us go up to the attic to get them, because as soon as the attic door opens up, they're on high alert. They know what the suitcase sounds like when the wheels hit the floor, and they know if the suitcases come out that we're going away and grandma's going to be watching them, and they're very upset about all of it.
It's so funny to think that.
No, it's 100% true, because Baxter will get super depressed. Yeah. Like, he's like, you know, he's like, you know, mama's boy, primary, typical little Chihuahua mix, right? He you know, kind of imprints on one person. And so his whole universe kind of operates around that person, basically. And if she's leaving, oh, my God, he'll stop eating. He'll be looking out the window for 4 days straight. Mm. Yeah, it's a big thing. So we hide the suitcases.
What's the thing that your dog just knows? 1-800-330-9999. Brian.
The time of day. So I work from home. And every day around 3:30, he'll come sit right next to me. It's like, all right, dude, it's time to go. Like, we got to go for that WAOK.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and look at him. He spells it. Because if he says it out loud, the dog will freak out.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Are you starting to feel like your dogs are learning to spell? Because I feel like they know how to spell now at this point.
I don't think he's quite there yet. Yeah. But definitely. It doesn't matter if time has just changed, you know, because of daylight savings time, every single day, same time. All right, dude, let's go.
Words we have to spell in my house. Chew, C-H-E-W, S-N-A-C-K, snack time, and then, of course, walk, W-A-L-K. Because if not, forget it. And even then, they know the time so well that they kind of already know what you're saying anyways. So it doesn't matter. When Alexa goes off, my dog knows what it means.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like this sounds nuts to even say it, but when I was pregnant, I think Lila Bear, my rescue, I think she knew.
Oh, she 100% knew. She can hear the heartbeat.
She was so different around me, and the way she would act, and she would just come put her head against my stomach, and like it. She was almost nicer back then. When I was, she was like
being
more
protective.
Kind. You know, like now, like she's always begging, and she always wants food, and like she's so mood from food.
She's a dog.
Yeah,
right.
She wasn't doing
now. She's
that.
Doing that dog stuff.
She's doing all the dog stuff again. But when I was pregnant, she was like much more calmer and nicer with me. She didn't bother me for my food. I still want my food, Lila. I don't want to always give it to you.
My dogs know when we are driving to the dog park or the doctor's office. They know
difference?
Those two. Yes, they know the difference. Yeah, and if you think that I'm making it up, like they know within 2 miles of it, they start to change their tones and the way they're moving and all that stuff. So they know. They definitely know.
1-800-330-9999. What do your dogs just know? What do you think your dog just knows? 1-800-330-9999. Raven was telling me that whenever he takes out his luggage, his dogs freak out.
Yeah. They'll get depressed for days ahead. We try and hide the luggage when we take it down from the attic or bring out a suitcase. It's as simple, too, as if I remove the pillows from the daybed in the living room downstairs, they know that grandma's coming to stay over. So they know that we're at least leaving for a night. They don't even have to see the suitcases then. Depression sets in.
It's amazing. It's amazing what dogs know. What is your dog know? 1-800-330-9999. Carolyn.
In my complex, they throw down salt and it's dirt and everything, and he comes back and he'll lick his paws. So I started using a small little Tupperware container and I put his paws in the water and he doesn't like it. So lately, whenever I take out a Tupperware container, he goes into the other room because
hides his
now
paws.
He thinks whenever I have a Tupperware in my hand, I'm going to rinse his paws off.
Yeah, that's funny.
John, what does your dog know?
So, like your dogs, my Chihuahua Terrier mix actually sits in the suitcase.
Oh, yeah.
As I try to pack it.
So
that's it. And then I had a Schnoodle, a Poodle, and a Schnauzer mix.
Yeah.
Who absolutely could tell when I was about a mile away. He was up on the couch looking out the window and would start to bark as I came, like, from 2 blocks away.
Wow.
You know, it's funny. Like, it's always that way with my wife, too. And I thought I was going out of my mind. But within, like, 3 minutes of my wife coming home, the dog will start circling. He'll start going back and forth. We have 2 big bay windows. And he'll run back and forth from room to room until she gets there.
Yeah, he couldn't see out the window, so he'd jump up on the back of the couch at being alert.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife would say, oh, John's coming down the block.
Hey, Danielle, what is that thing that your dog just knows?
He knows when I take out a certain pair of sneakers, he's going for a walk.
Yep.
Not just sandals, not just shoes, but this pair of sneakers. And he goes crazy.
Yeah. That's funny. They pay attention to every detail. When it's something that they know, it's like a cadence of events, right? A dominoes, yeah.
Prudence, what does your dog just know?
They know the sounds of the different apps on my cell phone. Like, they know that if Life 360 and the Ring go off within a moment of each other, that means a family member is coming home and they should get excited.
What?
But if just the Ring goes off, a delivery driver is here and they should protect the house at all costs.
Then they get pissed. Right. I love it. Right.
That's
They're ready
amazing.
To burn the world down. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. UPS is very dangerous.
Yeah. So when Alexa goes off with the timer, they know that that means it's time for their chew. And it only goes off that timer every other day. It's not an everyday thing.
Mm.
So they wait for it on the days when it doesn't go off. And then when it doesn't, they get depressed. They mope around and they're like, okay. And then the next day they go crazy.
Riley, what's that thing you think your dog knows?
So my dog knows when it's going to rain. I don't even need to look at the weather. My dog will just start chasing her tail a few hours before. It's crazy.
That means she wants to get that walk in before it gets here. My dog, Baxter, knows when it's going to rain. He especially knows when it's going to thunder.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, and long before it arrives. Yeah. It's like he feels the changes in barometric pressure or something like that. He freaks out. You have to build him like a fort. It's like fireworks. Yeah, he gets very upset. But he also gets equally upset if he misses his walk. So 20 degrees out, wind blowing, branches falling down, doesn't matter. Wants to go during all those times. Take him out in the backyard when it's raining. Won't go to the bathroom all day.